It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 663.
What's happening, guys? What's going on? Happy Saturday. One show a day over the weekends, and boy, do I need it after yesterday.
How are you feeling?
Last night. Oh, wow. I woke up. Here's the problem. Didn't eat. Didn't eat dinner. Went straight to bed. What an amateur move.
Perfect. No. I mean, so I didn't eat all day. So, like, I did the opposite where I polished off the bottle, which wasn't really a plan, to be honest, but it ended up sort of landing that way. And but we ended up having a steak so that I felt like I had something in my tum-tum.
Oh, you got to, dude. I did a quick check-in, and this is yesterday we did Friday night drinks, as we do every Friday. I did a quick check-in with some key gronks. Grace, I asked her. I mean, I could have probably asked just Sevs. Mm-hmm. What am I, stupid? I just messaged her on Instagram. Sevs, how's Grace today? How's she feeling? She hungover?
I think she's all right. No, I think she's doing all right. She's fine when we spoke.
I can confirm. She was fine by about 7, got a great night's sleep and ready for round 2.
Animal. 7 p.m. or good by 7 a.m.?
good by 7 p.m. because she's over in Perth. But I, Shannon, did you see her having shots on the camera, on the
yeah,
feed?
I did. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, yeah. She's come out the other side quite good. Just, you know, just a bit sleepy. Campbell Jam wasn't too bad. George, a bit hungover. And I can tell you what, I felt a bit... bit shit today. I got up at 5 a.m. and made toast and a glass of milk. And so, because I needed something in my stomach.
Why?
And then I went back to sleep.
Okay. And, I mean, the milk's interesting.
No, I don't. You haven't been drunk enough, because I think, and for anyone on YouTube, Josh, you haven't been hungover. It's actually, it's a good thing. You haven't ever been severely hungover.
Yeah.
But there is meals that you go to as a pisshead where the next day it just helps. And so if you've got one of those, write it in the chat on our YouTube live. But for me, JJ, it's always been cold milk and peanut butter toast.
Okay.
And then if I am feeling a bit better than that, it's poached eggs on toast. Which just sounds like breakfast.
Yeah, it does. It sounds very similar.
It is breakfast, but it's just something that I've, God, I don't miss the days of being hungover, though. Like, severely hungover as a little rat. One time, this is just to scare you from ever getting this drunk, Josh. A mate of mine, Alex, and I, he stayed over. And this was when I lived at home with mum and dad. And so it's this over 10 years ago. No, it would have been, 11 years ago. We took turns vomiting out the window.
It's not ideal.
It's so horrible.
Yeah, I mean, so I did feel like a little bit pathetic, because I think I went to the point of not being... normally, I'm in control, and I feel like this is the first time where...
What, of your dance moves or your hips?
No,
what
just is the... when I shaved my neck.
Oh, my God, you did. You shaved your neck on camera.
Do you know why?
On the kick-ons. Because it was for content and Bree wouldn't have told you off, or?
No, I don't know. I'm asking you. Do you know why?
I thought you were just wanting me to guess.
No.
I have no idea, but I just remember you had a bowl, like what was that? Like
bowl.
A cooking.
It's a metal bowl. That's the one that I use, and I just shave into it. And so.
You didn't even put it away. Bree had to put it away.
Really? I can't remember shit. But I think I nearly shaved my head too.
Oh, yeah. Bree stopped you. Yeah. That is so great. Campbell said that he was all right. Emma said, yep, I was dusty. I was in bed by 8 p.m. Solid. And Polina said McDonald's is her go-to. George's baked beans for a hangover cure. And Campbell says he's now got a mustache after last night.
Shannon's go-to is avocado and sourdough toast.
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, yeah, that sounds pretty good.
Just carbs and fat. Just something to line the tummy, the tum-tum.
And so for people who don't know, what do we call them? Push-ons?
Kick-ons.
Kick-ons. We had our kick-ons and I wasn't even planning it, but I was like, fuck, I can play music. And so I know what Leon Shergren, DJ Shergs, I can see the appeal. I can see the just like, you know, it's the Grant Smiley. I was just bopping. Fucking, you're mine. I was doing a bit of that.
Yeah. Well, is it, yeah, it's the power.
Yeah. I had so much power. I've already started planning the songs for next week.
No, here's the problem, though. We need to work out a way that you can take requests, because I don't think Amy's request got put through. It was quite niche. It was around the twist.
I actually tried to find it on Spotify, and then I couldn't find it. And so I just had to move on real quick.
Yeah, no, I get that. You got to adapt and iterate as you're playing. You can't just stop the music because you're like, can't find it. Yeah. It was the last song, and my computer died because it was out the back. It wasn't plugged into power. Died on the last song. How upsetting.
Yeah, I know. Well, at the last song, I actually worked out that I could change the color grade of my video, and I could add effects. So you really missed out on that.
Oh,
how good was your dual camera video setup?
Oh yeah, that's
you had them like running like. Wait, yeah. There we go. Hang on.
It was like a flip like sort of thing. I had both cameras. It was quite fun. Sevs, I mean, you said to me before Friday night drinks, you're like, I'm not going to drink. And
I did think about that.
And so what was the shift? And because before you say anything, I understand, I can relate to being the pushback guy, because that's my favorite thing to do is pushback. And that's part of the... the appeal of not drinking is when people say, hey, I'm going to do Friday night drinks. If you want to push back, the best way to push back is I'm not drinking. And so what was your reason for not drinking, and what was the thing that turned it all around?
I don't know if I actually thought through a proper reason as to why I didn't want to do it. It was more just, I just don't feel like it tonight. I didn't actually take it that one step further and be like, okay, I don't want to do it because of this. Mm-hmm. But I guess I don't know. What switched it around? I guess the easy thing is...
Can you just move a little bit more into the middle of your shot? It's giving me the shits. Sure. Thank you.
Sorry. Okay. I'm actually on the very right side of my desk, so it's a little bit annoying. I need to adjust it. But anyway... I mean, the wine's quite easy to drink. Like I see why you drink it, Josh. Like it's not, everything else is pretty hardcore, but wine you can just gradually down it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but what you'll realize, you keep doing that, and then you have that same approach to most other drinks within the alcoholic range.
I just feel like you can get away with, when you're having wine, it feels like a little bit more of a classier occasion.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, now that you wear knits and you drink wine, you've got a knit on, don't you, Josh?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I'm feeling very nice classy. And warm.
I tell you what, there is it's amazing. You have more time at home, but for some reason I have been wearing t-shirts that I never wear because I'm home more. And it's because I've almost had more washing. Mm. Like I haven't been an absolute gronk and worn the same thing every single day. And so now, yeah, I'm wearing t-shirts that I should have thrown out years ago, which I really should now. It's outrageous.
Well, my winter wardrobe is actually one that's not too bad. I went through this stage of, there's a site called Mr. Porter, which is like, there's a female version. I forgot what it's called.
Porter?
No, it's not Mrs. Porter. It's Mr. Porter. And there's another brand. Sevsky, look it up, please. But they do really great stuff, and I went through a stage where I would just get deliveries all the time of jumpers, and that was when I was like, I got fairly, like I was the slimmest I'd ever been, and so I just bought heaps of clothes. Annoyingly, obviously through fluctuation. through a bit of fluctuation.
Say what you're saying.
Well, they didn't feel that comfortable. And so now I'm probably a week off being able to bring out my good clothes, guys.
Oh, Netta Porter. Grace.
Netta Porter is it. Yeah, that's the one. That's it. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, Grace is quicker at pulling things up than you, Sevs.
Did you have that answer at least, Sevs?
I did. I was waiting until you finish your sentence.
I just jumped in. We've got Dark Left D. He's here from Matt Diavella, I'm pretty sure, watching on live. Welcome, mate. Thanks for joining.
George says, can I have a beer next Friday for a bit of a laugh?
As in you
we actually do. Yeah. I mean, we do have a in the laundry. Dad's gone and got a few packs, so there's definitely beer.
Is Chairman Rick still, you know, stocking prepping up on items? Yeah, still prepping.
We got a vacuum seal.
Really, like an industrial, really.
Next is a deep freeze, Josh. Next is a deep freeze.
No, yeah. I want him to get a ceviche like machine. Like, is it no? What's the
that?
Machine? No, what's the thing to be able to cook 60-degree eggs?
Oh yeah, I mean it seems so indulgent at this point.
But that's how they. Is it?
Oh, you can do meat and stuff as well.
Yeah, and so you can. But it's because of the whole seal thing, right?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, what was exciting today was our potatoes arrived.
Mm-hmm. Oh, to plant
potato, really? Our potato seeds got here.
I didn't realize that they weren't at home already.
No, he ordered them online
from Bunnings, and they delivered.
No, it was from some other website, but they got AusPost. They got shipped here.
You told us that he got them from Bunnings.
No, I didn't. I didn't mention he got them from Bunnings. No.
You did, because that's why it was so. The whole thing was absurd.
Mum got a purple cauliflower from Bunnings, but he didn't get.
TJ,
Dad didn't
do
get
you
potatoes.
Remember him saying that?
Nah, I don't think.
Why did
mentioned.
You bring up Bunnings then, TJ?
Because I remember you saying that you went to Bunnings to get the potato seeds.
That's exactly what I just said. You're not listening, are you?
No, I was reading what Simply Green was writing on.
Yeah, BK's asking why did you switch from Zoom to Skype? We do all of the video episodes with us through Skype because Skype has a technology integration called NDI. Which makes it easy for you to bring in video and manipulate it in different ways. And so hopefully one day Zoom will incorporate NDI. And that is also the reason why when you watch a lot of TV broadcasts, you'll see the Skype logo because by rights, you have to have the Skype logo if you're using Skype.
And if Skype feel like putting it on your screen, because sometimes they just it doesn't get put onto my
watermark. I think that was a
Windows
bug.
Issue.
Yeah. Yeah. But no,
Zoom is way better quality, to be fair.
It is, isn't it? But the thing is, so we actually run audio in a different way than Skype. So we have our Skype for video, we bring the guys in, and then we call in using another technology for the audio. So it is quite the operation.
Do you know anything about this? Real Enki Doo has said there's a lot of security issues the last few days. I did see that I got a
on
thing
Zoom.
From Zoom this morning about how from tomorrow every meeting is going to be requires a password.
Yeah. Well, the thing is that a bunch of gronks have been getting very excited about Zooming, and so they're sharing photos of their Zoom call, and it's the equivalent of they're keeping the call ID in. And that's the equivalent of getting a new credit card and just taking a photo of it and saying, got a new credit card.
Is it really, or is it the equivalent of people blurring out their number plate on their car in their videos
when
no one's interested in taking their number plate or doing anything with it?
There's a big difference. You can't just, like, what are you going to do with the number plate? You can do a lookup from a public perspective, but you're not going to get much information.
That was my whole point, that people think it's a big thing, but what are people doing? With
or Zoom, they could enter the meeting.
I'll probably just be Hamish Blake or some weird unit. I mean, well, it'd be a comedian or a weirdo.
Who was telling? I think Scott Tweedy was telling us about David Dobrik, who took a photo and had a thousand people end up in his Zoom call.
that's funny. So like, annoying. Do we put them up? I guess we do. I mean, we had a lot of people sharing out their Zoom screen last night. I'm just trying to see. Oh, okay, it's in the browser. Is
so
it
we
in the
would
browser?
Have a password, Sevs?
Yeah. So when we set them up, we do have to admit them because they're in the waiting room. But there's also when you go to that URL, there's a password key in that, and so you've got the meeting ID and then you've got a password key. And so if you go to that URL, it's got it all. But if you just had the meeting ID, I think you'd have to still enter in the password. But there's a bunch of stuff around. I mean, it's potentially less, I guess it's security as well, but there's a lot of like privacy stuff around Zoom having ties to sending data back to China. There was stuff around like the way that they've integrated Facebook into it, or sign in through Facebook, it was sending unnecessary data, like personally identifiable data, back to Facebook. And same thing with LinkedIn. So I think they committed to do a feature freeze on all of their updates for the next like 6 months or something like that. And they're just going to, I guess, like knuckle down on fixing all the privacy and security issues that they've had. I think the CEO said that a couple of days ago.
Well done, Seth. Well done.
That was really
a press release.
No, actually, I read this on The Verge probably 24 hours ago.
Great. I just want to also ask the correspondent, Mr. 97, do you have anything to say on China potentially lying about the numbers of deaths from coronavirus? What do you have to say to that?
I mean, I did see an article about that. It's yeah, I mean, it's pretty full on, isn't it? I would probably, I mean, they did it, at least they communicated some information to the World Health Organization. Like, imagine if they didn't communicate anything. So
yeah, that would have been
regardless, I mean, regardless of if they lied or whatever, I think as long as they did something, then it's better than not doing anything.
It's a hard one because we're trying to use the information to inform our decisions moving forward, right? And so if we think China's all good and bouncing back, but then they had this ginormous death rate from coronavirus, which I don't know, based on, you know, them not actually technically telling the truth. But you then hear this flows across. So daycare is now free in Australia. So it's like Bodhi, we pulled out of daycare and you had to then unenroll him, which was last week we did that, which means you need to pay another 4 weeks. He can still go until you got to give 4 weeks notice.
It's
basically
like a gym membership.
Yeah. And then they've come out and said from Monday, the 7th, I think it is, childcare will be free for 6 months. And say, for instance, Bodhi, we can keep him enrolled, which would mean we would normally have to pay, but they'll pay it and you could keep him home anyway. So we could keep him home. He would still have his position and they would still pay the daycare, which means that the daycare is a business and they need to survive. But here's the thing, like Amy's got a group chat with some of the mums from Bodhi's old daycare, and one of them asked in the group chat saying, oh, I'm thinking about sending little man back to daycare. What do you think? And then you hear, you know, people sort of start chiming in. One person lives near the Alfred Hospital in Melbourne and said that they've just turned the car park into a makeshift, you know, hospital where they're expecting to take a lot more people in the coming weeks. And then you start thinking, oh, fuck, you know, do I listen to that? And so it's hard to decipher the information, especially when it's not clear from the government necessarily as yet. Like, I reckon the news.com.au numbers are always ahead of what the government are putting out through, like, the WhatsApp group or the WhatsApp chat. Yeah, they were always ahead. But here's the thing. They always get to what the news.com.au say. So it's like basically 8 hours ahead. I don't know what the source of news.com.au's numbers are coming from, but it always gets there within the day, which it's weird. I mean, have you had arguments with people over, like, what are the numbers? Nah, I saw these numbers. Nah.
I reckon, so I went really hard when it comes to all of the news. I was watching all of the press conferences. I was reading every article. And now I sort of feel like, okay, now we're just talking about trends. Like, it's literally just the same, it's really just the trend that we saw. And so I don't necessarily need to see that number every single day, even though I do check our podcast.
I mean, there's probably healthier analytics for your mental state because they are going up. So it's the increase of download numbers is positive as opposed to increase in coronavirus numbers.
If you think about a way of managing stress is controlling your controllables, what can you control right now?
It's definitely meditation, exercise. They're probably two of the most important thing. Food, all that stuff attributes to your mental state in tough times. It really does.
So do you think reading the numbers, do you feel like you're in control or not in control when you read the numbers?
Oh, to be honest, I don't think I'm a good example of someone being affected by the number, by that stuff. I think it would really rattle and be the source of anxiety. I cannot pinpoint my anxiety based on the numbers. If anything, I think that they haven't gone, it hasn't gone as crazy as they thought. So it's like, it's actually a relief at seeing the, like they were saying by this time in Australia, a week ago, they were saying it could reach 10,000 or 8,000. It's still in the 5,000s. And so it's, yeah, but I know that I think it can be a, it can be a tick or a crutch to be looking at this stuff. And definitely over the last few days, I've slowed down. I went really hard a week ago, but it was amongst so much other uncertainty, uncertainty of things, you know, from a business perspective, personal, financial perspective. And so that is the weird thing. Like, it has been a source of there's been so much uncertainty from every angle, but some of that is starting to be removed with the announcements the government are making, like the childcare thing, like the JobKeeper program, the money that they're giving to people, businesses to keep their employees, you know, reaching out and getting reductions in expenses in your life. It's like these things start, they should start to remove some ambiguity in the future around certain areas. But then there is
now that you have the options, where do you land? Because I guess like a friction point was around, okay, having Bodie at home was the best option in regards to saving money and things like that. But now that you have to use another filter system, where do you land with it?
Well, you need to we pulled Bodie out of daycare, still paying him, so it's still a financial implication at the point, but it was a health-wise, and Amy's still working, and so you think, okay, you're just trying to minimise Bodie's exposure, and it's driven financially, but also from a health perspective. And then when you, so then it's just reassessing. I don't think it's, in my mind, it hasn't seen, hasn't gone as crazy as somewhere like the UK in Australia. Like, I think the social distancing stuff, from the numbers, looks like it is doing what it was supposed to do, reduce the rate of infection, slow it down, not to get rid of it. But I think it is working. And so it makes me think, okay, Bodie's probably a low risk. But then there is still the seeing other people. Like I said, the the mum's WhatsApp group with Amy, seeing some Gronk yesterday write like something about sending their kid to childcare and it just be the sure way for you to get coronavirus. The filter is what's being said in society, what are the facts that you, what do you know to be true? And then it's making this decision personally about what is the choice I need to make? These are big choices, dude.
It's also, I think that's what's hard with parenting is it's like everyone is in such a unique position. So I don't think you can even, you can't gauge one person's decision and say, okay, based on their decision, I'm going to do this. Because if they don't have, if they're not having to put in a full day's work, then maybe homeschooling or looking after their kid full time is an option.
Yeah. It's always looking to an alternate situation. So I was about to say, if we were in a situation where Amy and I didn't have to work and I'd stay home, if I had a holiday house, you'd be down there. You wouldn't, like, you would live down there for the next 6 months.
Is that though, looking at the shit that
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying looking for an alternate existence that isn't your own, right?
Your audio is just cooked.
Is it?
Yeah. Can I reckon you still hear me? I think your internet may have gone a little bit bad because your video's gone frozen. Bad as well.
Do you want me to jump in and out?
I think you're back. Shannon was just saying she's in exactly the same boat, Tommy. Unenrolled last week, still have to drop $1,000 or 4 weeks fees, even though he's not going anymore until the new info came to light in the last couple of days.
Yeah. And so then my thinking, Shannon, you've got your own situation, but I mean, for us, I'm no use as a full-time employee to a business being at home with Bodie and still trying to do the work. I think it's super hard. It's super hard. That's what you can't get paid for working for a company and be staying at home as looking after a child and seeming to be putting in a full day's work because you can't.
Yeah, I think working from home whilst having kids, I think is a whilst having kids there is a little bit of an oxymoron. And I think the hard thing is that parents are told that they should be trying to seek this balance, or that they should be able to, you know, have your kid and have all of this flexibility. But the reality is, if you're working from home and you've got your kid there, you can't be the best version of an employee. But not only can you not be the best version, I think that it's just putting weight, like you're splitting your energy to a point where you're not even being able to effectively be a parent either.
Yeah, exactly. So it's being useless at both. It's not even just being able to spread 50-50. It doesn't work like that.
The other thing too is that businesses say, okay, well, it's about flexibility. We just need to provide flexibility. And I think it's a good example, like with what we do, we have a bunch of flexibility. But even if you can choose your hours, if you're doing a full day of looking after Bodie, doing then a full day of work, whether it's, you know, whatever times you pick, is going to be really hard.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. And so I the plan I'm thinking is putting Bodie back in 3 to 4 days to be able to give myself those days to work, seriously hard. And then on the other days, being able to have the routine of getting up early, being able to put in work before and do the show. And so it is a different, I've been seriously emotional the last week. And I haven't really, like, it's so confronting to think that, it's confronting to confront that you feel emotional about these things, because it's totally not normal for me. And yeah, it's been super taxing on my emotional state, as you guys have been aware.
Mm-hmm. Jake has just said, I'm a little worried about businesses that will get these things like the job keeper, etc., and not pass it on to the workers where it should go. I actually don't think that's going to be an issue, because businesses will just be audited. And I think Gronks will be called out pretty quickly if they're doing that sort of shit.
Yeah, dude, you cannot. It will be the same as if landlords get exemptions on mortgages and still keep charging the tenants money. Like, it has to be passed on. Like, people will just be called out. Like, there is even issues fraud with this JobKeeper. There is issues with the JobKeeper thing and what the government are actually saying. Like, they've shifted. What's wrong, Bubba? What happened?
Hey, Bodie.
Hey, Bodie. Do you want to go back up? Mummy's in your room. Do you want to go? I think Amy's doing a podcast with Bree upstairs. Oh, classic. Can you go interrupt that podcast? It's happening in your room. It's just, mate, the government, ScoMo's got the biggest challenge. Any person that's running the country has the biggest challenge at the moment. Mm-hmm. As I've said, I've taken my hand down for the position. Hang on, guys, I'll be there.
Classic grabbing of the phone. Mate, my phone can I just say, just disgusting. So last night, I couldn't. What time did you go to sleep?
Maybe 2:30-ish, 2:30-ish, something like that. I had a late night, but yours was even later.
Well, so I've already had my biggest day of the week in screen time. Today, I have had 8 hours and 41 minutes.
Oh.
And this is the reason why, and so part of it is that I couldn't get to sleep till around 3.
Yeah, why?
This is a problem. I think
got that
I'm booze just like,
brain.
Yeah, I think I'm always thinking.
Grog dog.
And so.
Yeah.
Where does Grog Dog come from, by the way?
Ben Fordham said it the other day.
Is that where it's
where's he got it from?
Oh, mate, Ben's a trendsetter. I hope he came up with it. I want to get Grog Dog on a T-shirt. Just absolute Grog Dog.
No, but I think I was thinking a lot. And then without having to worry about, like, what time you wake up anymore, like, there's definitely... And this is why I've become strict on my eating, because Brie and I have identified that we've actually turned into our teenage selves. Like, we're just acting like teenagers around everything. And so...
Everything, Josh?
Well, I'm just trying to think. Yeah, yeah.
Everything?
Yeah. I mean, we're gonna wash the windows. Bree's getting a new industrial squeegee to do the windows.
Oh, mate, everything? Yeah. Are you sure?
But, I couldn't get to bed till after three. I listened to a bit of Dalai Lama doing how to practice with the AirPods, which got me to sleep. But I feel like I just need to get better at, like, completely removing my phone. Just not the, just that I don't have the light on anymore. I turn that off because I got annoyed.
Can you do a different room?
Yeah.
Can you leave it on the kitchen bench? Have your charger out on the kitchen bench and just leave it there.
Yeah, I could do that. And I think that it probably, and even I think that means then not bringing the iPad to bed as well.
Oh, God. I mean, these
just
are
Kindle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just, my eyes just remove everything. Some people just, I mean, having a TV in our room, I'm surprised we haven't just launched. But we're definitely watching more TV than we've ever watched based on having it in our room. And so you just might need to eliminate. You don't have a TV in there, which is great. Mm-hmm. But just, yeah, there's one thing I want to do, which has been a source of frustration both for Amy and myself, is I need to have, like, when I grew up, I had a hallway, and then there was like a hallway table with a bowl, and the keys would go in there. Okay. And and then I need something like that in my house, because I'm constantly looking for my cards, as in my, because I have that sort of epoxy little paper clip, or, you know, little clip, butterfly clip, or whatever it's called. And
bulldozer clip, that's it.
And I'm looking for my cards because I just misplaced them. But if you just had a bowl, Josh, out in the lounge room or somewhere, like, I think a physical item to put it into, where you could lock it down or close it, just has like a tactile nature to it, where you know, like, that's when you're doing it, gets in there, and then you come out and grab it tomorrow.
What are you laughing at?
Charging dock.
I mean, my head went to like a nice little leather mat. It could be like this bell roy sort of thing that you could have
wireless charging.
A shoebox and a like, it doesn't have to be something you need to buy, but it would look better in a nice wooden.
If I put a shoebox in the lounge, Brie would bin it, and my phone would be lost forever.
Yeah, look, it's not going to help you now, but apparently the Apple's wireless charger AirPower is back in development.
Oh, great. And so that was the pad that they tried to
develop. That's a wireless charging pad.
Yeah, and it was just overheating, wasn't it?
Yeah, so it's meant to charge, like, your phone and your Apple Watch at the same time. You can put them anywhere on the mat. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I think it had issues with, like, the wireless charging coils and stuff. But
yeah.
Oh, man. That'll be another 2 years away.
I mean, these are such low-level problems compared to the problems of the current world. It's so crazy. This is fucking ridiculous. Ridiculous.
I've been thinking about other routines that I want to start, just to, you know, some rituals, just a bit of a reset.
For everyone?
For me.
Okay.
But before I go through mine, have you guys got any sort of ambitions for the new week that you can sort of cement now, and we can check in of things you want to do?
I do want to do a meal prep for the week. I've been relying on Sam's made a bunch of like lunches throughout the week, and so I've just been eating some of those because he makes like up a big cauliflower soup or something like that. So I want to do that.
You don't even like cauliflower?
No, I don't even like cauliflower.
Does he actually prep it for you, or are you the little brother that you're not the middle. You're the middle brother. Are you just the middle brother that just ganks your older brother's food?
Well, he makes a lot of it, and so it's like someone else is gonna.
It could be. I make a lot, and it's for me.
It's made for everyone. But
no, there it is.
So I want to do that, and then also like I'm getting a sore back, so I need to start doing yoga at like midday or whatever, or between our two podcasts sometime.
Okay, absolutely good. Not. No, that's great.
We ran through your schedule, Sevs. I don't know where it fits because currently I've sort of dialed in 10 to 7.
Yeah, 10 a.m. till 7 p.m.
Yeah, we just sort of back to back. Just okay, like let's just
even like lunch. Lunchtime was pushing it. Josh was like,
I get 45 minutes. What's the minimum? 30. So I'm giving you more.
I don't know. Yeah, yeah. Be grateful. No, definitely. I think are you sleeping in longer than you would normally while you're at home? Because that can be the problem, right? Your routine, the pressure to get out the door is not there.
Is this a question for Sebs?
Oh, both of you. I think it's...
Sebs, what, are you waking up later?
Yeah. I mean, I'm probably waking up like 7:30 to 8 o'clock at the moment. But just because I'm
going to bed. You did go to bed at 1 a.m. last night, which...
Oh, no, last night was like 2:30.
2:30? I thought you said 1 a.m. Didn't you say 1 a.m.?
No, I'm pretty sure I said...
I reckon he lied. Yeah. I reckon you were trying to make
Are you lying?
I'm pretty sure I said 2:30.
You did.
But it's the potatoes. 2:30 all over again.
Well, the potatoes thing, we'll bring it. We'll get George to do a bit of a closer look on that one.
The morning time routine. I think I need to. I'm doing the meditation every day, but the rule has just been I need to get it done within the day, and so it didn't matter when I was doing it. But there's definitely, as times get tougher. I reckon drinking once a week, which is the Friday.
Drinking once a week going hard. This is one for YouTube live. Let us know, guys. Okay. Should we do one Friday night and go hard and finish sort of one to two bottle, or let's just say one bottle? Or are you better off sort of drinking? So if you do one on a Friday night, are you better off doing that? Or do you think you're better off doing two bottles but doing it all through the week, we having sort of a glass a night?
Well, I think one bottle is fine on a night. You're talking pretty low numbers, right? Because we've got old mate Limo, who was having one bottle
per
night.
Let's not use Limo as the standard, though.
No, I think it's when you're drinking 20 standard drinks on a Saturday night, which is binge drinking. We're not encouraging that at all.
In a bottle, how many was that again?
There would be... Around 8, yeah, that'd be right for a bottle of wine.
So 8 in one night you think is actually okay?
It's not necessarily okay. I mean, 0 is better than 1. 10, 1 is better than 10. There's 7?
7, yeah.
Pretty close. Yeah, but I'm not saying go hard on a Friday. I'm just saying have a few. I drank 6 beers yesterday. That made me feel no good.
Earl Squirrelson 100 says one Friday night blowout. Love your username, Earl Squirrelson. And George says hard on Friday.
6.6
Mason.
Which is going
to be my memoir title. 6.6.
Yeah, hard on Friday. anyway, I'm just trying to... Yeah, so the point of saying that is these are probably the toughest... most tough. These are the toughest times mentally... for everybody at the moment. And so I'm just trying to... What's the way you can mitigate the impact of the situation on your mind? And some of these things are meditation in the morning.
George has just written, Josh is hard most days.
Which, I don't know how it's become like a real thing. Like, I don't know if you should make it the thing. Because I think that how long before... Because I even think about like all of these things... I think about what was acceptable in like the early 2000s or what just the shit that went down. And then you think about workplaces now. I feel like we're going to have some sort of fucking montage of all of the shit that we say, specifically about me being hard or stuff like that. And it's going to be used against me. So
it won't be used against you.
Sevs, promise that you're not going to use that against me?
I will never use it against you.
Great. That's on record. Good. And you're not getting
that's
me
all
saying
I need.
I may use it against you.
All right, so the early one. Okay, so for me...
Meditation first thing in the morning. First thing.
Like that. For me, I've decided that I've been trying to sell my 1DX, my camera, for a very long time. Let's be honest, it's not a good time to sell a camera.
No.
And so, interestingly, hey, something it's a little bit inside baseball. I looked up the Elgato website. We can use, like, I could use my 1D and it similar to the G7s. So I could have it as a second camera and put.
It's not a half an hour record time.
No, it's always on. Like, it's got the always on function.
Oh, because it's just, oh, great.
And so I could put the 70 to 200 mil lens.
Oh, wow.
And point it to the street and get really close up shots of like the city and stuff. So that's
great. That's a great idea.
But what I was thinking.
So you're selling it or?
No, I'm not selling it. And what I was thinking is in regards to sort of what you can do from a ritual point of view, I am going to every morning at 7 a.m., I'm going to go out for an hour and I'm going to take 5 photos around the neighborhood and I'm going to put them up on my Instagram.
Posts. Okay, great.
Carousel. Great, because I would have unfollowed you with too much content.
No, there'll be carousel. Jake says, LOL, you could see me on my balcony with that, Josh. No, I reckon I could, Jake. I reckon if I did it from my balcony, potentially. But where we are right now, I'll just show you what it looks like right now in Melbourne.
Raining.
It's raining a little bit there. So the 5 photos, but I was thinking of giving it a name. I nearly got the .com, but I'm just going to dial back the .coms. But I'll just tell you what the .coms were because I think they're great.
Yeah.
So the first one I came up with was apartoutside.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then the second
one. We can slam them if we don't like them because you didn't buy them.
Well, I think that the thing is that it's a little bit difficult because it's a little bit clunky. It's like, what, outside? No, like apart.
My mind said apartment. As soon as you said apart, I was just thinking apartment.
And so I think there's an issue with that. But the other one, domain name that's available is aloneoutside.com.
Good.
And so
I'm just pumped outside, for the photos on your Instagram.
So alone outside.
You can take a bloody good photo.
Yeah. And so Instagram, alone outside, the username's taken. And but apart outside's Instagram is available because it doesn't really make a huge amount of sense.
Any sense, yeah. I think you're
I'm just going to keep it on my personal.
And so we'll share it across on a story in the Daily Talk Show too, so you can see it. Yeah, whenever it's up.
And so good content the other benchmark. Thing is I've been trolling Sevs a lot. Here we go. Butter Bean says, why is Josh wearing my nan's cardigan? Because I fucked her last night, Butterbean.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And,
mate, that's what you're going to get taken down for.
Now, Butter Bean's a troll.
God.
No, this,
you're
this
at least
is
in it.
This is from my... this is... one of the fucking good ones that I got. Prick. We'll share it across and what's the thing. But I know I am disappointed at the moment because my Instagram looks like dog shit because
me.
I've been screen grabbing Sevs every time he laughs.
It's cute. It's cute. Campbell Jam has said you're savage, Josh. Mm. And it's a great way to finish the show, just to, you know, on the high. We can't do any better than that.
Okay. All right.
Just quickly, we
salary package says, "Oh, damn!"
Oh yeah, Sam.
We got an email from Shannon. She says, "G'day, Gronks, long time listener, first time contacting here. Just a quick shout out to say that I love the podcast. I've been listening for about a year now. I think I found you guys through Shameless, and I've become more and more in love with the show. I originally loved the guest." Episodes, but I've come to love the episodes where it's just you guys having a shit yarn and talking about your lives and real life issues. I love feeling invested in your lives. I know that sounds a bit creepy. Why I'm writing in today is because I'm located in Christchurch, New Zealand, and would have loved to join in on the Friday night drinks, but friends of ours have organized a lockdown wine and cheese evening, which starts in 15 minutes. This was just before our app started. Fingers crossed I will be able to join next week, but I've been loving watching the live Zooms this week while I'm doing some work from home and can't wait to get more involved with you guys and all the cool stuff you're bringing out. Congrats and thank you for the awesome work you do, lads. I may try to pop in to Friday night drinks, but can't guarantee anything. Hope you all have a beautiful evening. Lots of love. Regards from afar, Shannon.
That's lovely. Shannon. Thanks, Shannon.
Thank you.
And before we finish the show, I'll get the apology out of the way. I'm sorry for saying that. I think that it's one of those.
No, mate, don't apologize. No, don't apologize.
Well, the thing is that somehow I've become the smutty one of the show, and I don't want to be the smutty one.
I don't even need to go there. It's the smutty thing is a great example. There's a reason I'm not the smutty one, Josh.
Why?
What does that mean?
I'm
not smutty. The one that gets identified as smutty is because you bring smutty content.
Before the show, you said, "Are we not streaming?" Because I'm the share. And then you came on, and you're not the smutty guy.
But hang on. It's either I've just got a filter.
I'm more consistent.
You can't say you're not smutty.
But you think that you're less smutty than me.
No, but you can make you don't have to come across as smutty. You just don't have to say shit. You push back on the digital chubby. Like, I wanted to really push hard on the digital chubby.
.com.
And you were like, nah, I don't think it's a good one. Digital chubby, nah. You can't mention that.
I will get into
the show.
The smut stuff, I think that is, for some reason, it comes out on the show more than in real life. So that's the problem.
Or is it that we do so many shows that you we don't know the difference? Like, it is just an extension of our lives now.
Yeah. I think it's that thing of the alcohol thing, and you end up sort of you play into that, and it just sort of you go with the flow, and then that just becomes the new normal. And so, like, if we think about it, it's all about in jokes, and before you know it, it's like you make one dick joke, and then it's funny to say the dick joke again. But yeah, I think it would be good for us to have some form of filter. I don't know what that filter is. I just don't want to. I don't want our first bad review to be Josh is a smut or Josh is smutty.
Josh is a smut. That's funny.
Shannon saying Josh the smut is great. More smut, please.
Okay, more smut.
More smut.
Where have we heard that? We've chanted that before. Smut.
The word smut.
It was before this episode, wasn't it?
More smut. Hang on. Oh, no. On Jack Post, here's a little bit of a niche thing. When Jack Post did a Melbourne International Comedy Festival show back in 2013, he did a song that was very smutty. It was called Ghost in My Room, and the lyrics go, ghosts in my room, ghosts in my room, they have to watch me masturbate, they have to watch me masturbate. That was the whole song, basically. Anyway, he then, halfway through the song, he did a big chant where they were like, no more smut. No more, or more smut. I can't.
Anyway. More smut.
More smut.
Do you know what smut means? It's a small flake of soot, or other dirt, or a mark left by one. Or the other alternative is a fungal disease of cereals in which parts of the ear change to black powder.
Well, Grace says, isn't a smut a kiss?
Snogging. Snogging is a kiss. What's Urban Dictionary's definition of smut, Sevs? That's your full dictionary, isn't it? That you only do Urban Dictionary?
I mean, to be honest, I was actually just looking at Grog Dog. It's a roaming alcoholic asshole. So
it's quite offensive. Sorry, Gemma, for calling you a Grog Dog.
the not for broadcast I got tripped up on. Yesterday, I was talking to someone and they used the NFB not for broadcast. And because I was a bit tipsy, I was like, oh, what the fuck is NFB? I don't know what it was. And I looked it up and it was Nerdy Fuckboy. And I'd just been talking about Sevs. And I was like, lol, yeah, he is.
He's a nerdy fuckboy.
It was very, very confusing.
God, I think for next Friday night drinks and kick-ons, we really need the show's done, and now it's moving into the new unrecorded, loose nature of Friday night drinks. Because you can easily just start.
Saying, I swear my friends say smut for Kiss. I mean, growing up, I used to say Pash. Pash was the big one.
Slang. For what did you say? Snog.
Debs? What was on the what was the playground banter about kissing?
Make out. Pash.
Yeah, make out.
French kiss.
Tonsil hockey.
A little bit.
Tonsil hockey. Hockey. No,
it's disgusting.
Absolutely no, we. I mean, disgusting. Yeah, no, definitely not.
What did you say? Oh, I got with that person. You would say that.
Oh, got. Yeah, got. Yeah. No, definitely that.
Made out.
Pash wasn't really one.
Tongued.
Yeah, Pash was
big. Tongued. Yeah, no, it wasn't tongued. Definitely not. Yeah. Anyway, I've just typed in smut into Urban Dictionary. It says written sex, like in fan fictions. Written sex, like in fan fictions. So
that makes no sense. What does that mean?
I'm just trying to figure that out.
Written
a story,
like in
a story, usually a book or fan fiction that includes one or more sexually explicit scenes.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I mean, you Grace having fun was there, Josh? Saying that they used that terminology when she was Mason's age, so it was a few years ago. Jasna has said, "I'm paying dearly for my Friday night drinks." Jasna, I saw in the comments you absolute grog dog. Grog dog, Jasna, but it's great, and we're going to do it. I'm not going to drink for the most part during the week, and then just Fridays make it my thing.
Yeah, no, I think it's a good one to hold out for.
Great. Can I just say, just quickly, we got another email. This is from Constantine, and he says, "Dear the Daily Talk Show team, I'm writing to inquire about the possibility of joining the team. I really admire your work, and I'm a native Russian speaker, and so I wanted to ask if you guys need an English to Russian translator for your YouTube channel."
Great. Does that mean just for niche things that we find that are in Russian that we want translated, or he wants to translate a whole video into Russian and he's actually just looking for paid work? Is that what he's doing?
Well, I have a feeling it might be paid work, but maybe he could translate a bunch of Russian stuff into English for us.
I mean, are you watching any Russian vids that you need translated?
Nah, not usually.
What about
not usually, sometimes though.
What about we pick a language each week and we get a dubbed verse? Too hard, I'm already.
It's very hard. I mean, how about we just
don't reply
Matt
to it.
Matt Diavella's video was dubbed into Russian. Maybe that's how they found us, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we could do subtitles.
That's I mean,
real inky this, dude thing, says.
What's his name?
Says this guy is definitely working for Putin. Butterbean, who is Butterbean? Will you tell us who you are?
Yeah, Butterbean. Josh, do you know what Butterbean is? Do you know Butterbean?
No, I don't.
Do I need a dictionary?
No, Butterbean is a boxer. You can see him in there. He was a Butterbean.
It's also the cutest thing you've ever seen.
Butterbean, the cutest thing you've
usually
ever seen.
Comes from Texas. Yeah.
Dude, he was a big 300-pound man.
Okay, yeah, here you go. The second Urban Dictionary is a fat-ass boxer who will knock the shit out of you.
Mm-hmm. I did is that what they say? I had a theory very early on, but it changed. But the theory was that it was 3D Dill with a different account because Butterbean said, "More of 3D Dill once." I was like, okay.
Could be 3D Dill, mate. Anyway.
We should get next week.
I was just saying, the translating to Russian, like Logan Paul and what's his name, that huge... You know, the biggest YouTuber in the world, PewDiePie. They translate their videos into 50 something languages.
Oh, that's good.
And it's because they can monetize it and they have enough viewers. So it'd be a bit of overkill for us to just go real hard getting Swedish, Russian, Japanese.
The work we can do with English.
Yeah. Translating our bullshit.
Yeah. All right. It's a daily talk show. Can people send us emails? Hi at thedailytalkshow.com. That email address again is hi at thedailytalkshow.com because it is fun hearing 97 read. And it was great getting that email from Shannon from New Zealand as well. If you want to be part of Friday Night Drinks, all you have to do is go to thedailytalkshow.com/gronks. You fill out your details and then we send you an email on Friday. Sevs, can you get better at sending them out a bit earlier?
Well, don't blow your load and tell them that I'm writing it before I've even sent it.
Well, people are panicking because it was like 1:30 and they hadn't heard anything.
Yeah, you get another 3 hours.
No, how about this? What party?
I did a live at four at a little bit before it. We can dial it in to get the comms sorted. But just know, if you're listening, you've been more than once. It happens at 4 every Friday. Mm-hmm. It's pretty straightforward.
Yeah. And also, I do have all the I've got the final letters. I've still got to do them, and then I'm sending them out in the mail for the stickers as well.
Nearly there.
All right. It's a daily talk show. See you tomorrow, guys. Have a good one.
See you guys.